Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Sober Indian Saturday Night Live. I'm your host, Karen, and tonight I wanted to kind of reflect on my past guests and each and every one that has been on this show are absolutely phenomenal. I have learned so much from each one that's been on and talked about their story. They're amazing people to have gone through the things that they have and to survived it and to be strong and just find it very amazing. Sober Indians Live is about addiction and recovery. It's about learning. It's about reaching out and actually getting the help that's needed. It's about knowing that there are people out there that can and will help you. All you have to do is just reach out and ask for that help and know when it's time to go to do it. I also wanted to reflect on the online support group, Sober Indians. 73,000 plus strong. And this group it's amazing. I mean, there are just so many people that each other, and it's such a loving group. It's such a caring group. And I've learned so much by just being part of this group. I don't even know really where to begin. It's just, you know, there's just so much to say in just so little of time. And I'm thankful to be part of this group because with my own life, I mean, just being in the group is helping me. It's helping me to realize that, you know, there's some things that I've had to deal with that I am dealing with. And it took being in this group and listening and sometimes even being able to say, okay, I understand, because this is something that I've had to deal with. Or, you know, because it's Sober Indians Live is more than just talking about alcohol, you know, and drugs and things like that. It's really about healing and finding the support that you need to heal. And it has to do with way more than that. I mean, you have those that are healing from the trauma and the problems that caused a lot of the addictions, to those that have trauma but maybe didn't turn to alcohol or drugs, but there's still the trauma. So everybody loves each other and supports one another by talking daily, you know, and I think it's great. And I love the group. It's absolutely amazing. And it was such a complete total honor when I was asked to do this show and to listen to the stories. I wasn't, by no means was I aware of how intense some of these stories are. And I've sat and cried listening to the majority of these stories that's being told, because it's difficult for the person that's talking, that's sharing the story, especially when it's on air like this. I just totally commend them for coming on and sharing their journey to sobriety. I think it's amazing. And if you guys are listening, you know, you do not know how you've touched me in my life as far as getting to be able to hear this. And every day, we don't know what you pass a person on the street and not realize that they may be dealing with something. You just pass them on by and not even think about that. So, you know, be nice. Say something. Hi. Say hello to someone. Smile at someone. Because you never know, that might make their day. That might be what they needed to get them over that hump or to realize that there's someone out there that does care and that absolutely needs to be done. I'm not going to talk a whole great lot tonight. My being on air by myself is definitely different for me to do, but I'm doing it. And all my listeners that come on and listen, I hope you each take something from these stories on a weekly basis, and I hope that you keep it with you, and I hope it helps you. I mean, it does me. I mean, it's made me think about things a lot differently, and it makes me question some of the things that I might do throughout the week or so forth. But I think we all need that chance. And don't turn your back on someone that's dealing with addiction. Please don't, because they just need someone to support them and say, hey, I'm here. You know, if you need to talk, I'm here. So just, you know, just reach out to someone and just let them know that you're there, because I think that counts and that matters. And it could make a difference for somebody. I mean, Sober Indians Live is, like I said, it's one of the most amazing groups I've ever been a part of. I love reading the messages that I see. And there's people that will post that they've been sober for 20, 30, 40 years, you know, and it's great to see that. You know, it's such a strength there when you see that. And I really don't know what else to say. Everybody, you know, thank you for allowing me to have the opportunity to do this and be a part of something that's way bigger than I could ever imagine being. And just a huge group, and it's going continuously around the clock. And there's always someone there to talk, and it's awesome. So, you know, excuse me for getting quiet, because I'm kind of thinking about what I want to say. And but I get excited to get online every morning, and the first thing I do is I go to Sober Indians online group, because I want to see, you know, what's going on and how everybody's doing and so forth. And just kind of reflect on stuff. And for me, and I'm just going to just put it out there, for me, I was in an abusive relationship. And for many years, I really didn't want to talk about it. And I'm not going to go into full detail. I mean, he had some major issues that he was dealing with, and I was too young to really understand what he was going through himself that put him in the position of where he was, that where he felt that he had to do the things that he did. And I just didn't understand it. I really did not understand. I didn't understand why someone would react to people the way he did. But now I look at it and I realize, you know, he had trauma that he was dealing with himself that just came out in a different way. It just came out in a very different way. But ultimately, I ended up forgiving him for it. And not that I forgot it, but I did forgive. But I still had that extra, I guess that extra there to where I kind of, I let go of it in a sense. I had endured myself that I didn't want to let go. Or I didn't know how to let go. And I'm currently working on that. I'm working on letting go of all that negative stuff that, it was a lot for 22 years old. You know, and there's a lot of other stuff that I dealt with over my life that I've had problems letting go. But getting there slowly but surely, and Sober Indians has a whole lot to do with that, because you know, it's just such a positive group. So I recommend anybody, you know, that wants that type of support group to check out the group and just listen, you know, and then when you're comfortable, you know, share your story. And it's just amazing. I'm going to go back to, I think for me, the very first show that I did for Sober Indians Live was probably the hardest for me. Or one of the hardest, I should say. Because it was an emotional show. And that was, you know, I've cried through more than once, and just listening, and I really don't know what to say or how to say how I feel about those shows in particular, but it changed my way of thinking. And just slowly started changing my way of thinking, because I take a little bit of something from each show and keep that with me. I really don't know what to say, but I just wanted to say thank you. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to do the shows. That's to Patrick McCoy, because he reached out to me and asked me if I would be willing to do the show. And I'm grateful that gave me that opportunity to do this. Thank you to all the guests that have come on, because you all are so, so, so strong, and you're amazing people. And I'm just honored to know you. Thank you to all the listeners that come and listen to the show nightly. Just thank you. Thank you all for just being you and being straightforward and truthful about your stories and your life and sharing that on this show and with everybody else that comes to listen. So I wasn't going to do too long tonight. Like I said, this is the first time I've ever really talked on air alone. So different. But you all have a great, great evening, and just tune in on Wednesday, and we'll have the next guest on, and we will see you all Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Great evening, and good night.